The funeral of Livorno midfielder Pier Mario Morosini took place on Thursday in his hometown of Bergamo in Italy. The 25-year-old died on Saturday after collapsing on the pitch during a Serie B game. He is believed to have died of a heart attack. His death came less than a month after Bolton midfielder Fabrice Muamba collapsed on the pitch during an FA Cup match in England. His heart stopped for 78 minutes and he only lived because of life-saving interventions on the field. The two cases highlighted the danger to top-level athletes from heart conditions. Professor Keith Fox is Professor of Cardiology at the University of Edinburgh. He told Charles Collins that athletes face unique issues when it comes to the heart.
Top-level athletes are physically, in terms of their muscle and their coronary arteries, in fantastically good condition. But what we're talking about is something completely different from the heart attack that affects older people. In those conditions, a heart attack is a rupture of a fatty deposit in the coronary artery, blocking an artery, causing a rhythm disturbance and a heart attack. What we're dealing with here is something completely different. It's a disorder of the heart muscle or of the electrical properties of the heart. So it's an entirely different condition. And the difficulty with it is that some of the people with this abnormality are detectable using either an electrocardiogram that's detecting the electrical activity of the heart or a specialized echo scan of the heart. So these are people who've got a structural abnormality of the heart. But there's still a group whose structural heart appearances look normal, and yet they've got abnormal electrical activity. And some of those people have a family history of collapses or sudden deaths. So clearly, if somebody has that kind of history in the family, that should really be a warning signal in an individual entering the sports arena.
What should athletes and teams be doing? You mentioned echocardiograms and other such things. Should there be a set program to monitor athletes' hearts, especially in the professional arena?
Well, I think that in the professional arena, and in some countries already, there is a screening program in the major professional teams, but also in competitive athletics as well. It's conditions where it takes the individual from a resting rate to a near maximal rate rapidly puts a lot of strain on the heart. And in individuals who are either born with one of these abnormalities or have acquired it, and we can chat about why they may acquire it, these can be detected in many of the individuals, not all, but in many of them, with an electrocardiogram and an echo scan of the heart. So for professional athletes, absolutely. I think they should be screened before they get into the program. For other people who engage in competitive athletics and sports below that level, I think the critical thing is knowing whether they've got a family history of heart problems, heart rhythm problems or collapses, or sudden deaths in the family, and that should trigger similar screening.
Are most of these disorders which would affect someone in the athletic arena, are they something that can be treated, or are most of them game over, literally, that if you get caught with something like this, you should probably find a different career?
Well, some of them are abnormalities that can get corrected. So it's not game over for those individuals. But as I mentioned, there are two kinds of conditions that the individual may be born with. And these include a structural abnormality of the heart muscle. And that structural abnormality predisposes either to reducing the blood supply out to the rest of the body or to an irregularity of the heart rhythm. There's also a group of people who have suffered a viral illness, and it can be some of the viruses that give the rest of us just a bad flu that can affect the heart muscle. And some of those people, it's quite rare, but some of those people have developed a condition called a cardiomyopathy. And that cardiomyopathy can predispose to this electrical activity. So similarly, an athlete who's had a bad flu-like illness should be screened after that.
Fabrice Muamba was released from the hospital this week. The press reports were saying that he was technically dead for over an hour and that they were artificially keeping everything going. You hear something like that. How advanced are the techniques to help people who are, for example, have a heart attack on the field?
Well, there are very good resuscitation techniques, and I think that I don't want to talk too much about the individual, but I think that he was lucky in that there were two very experienced cardiologists who ran on and kept his heart going throughout the 78 minutes. And if he didn't have that, clearly he would not have survived. So, you know, this is a terrific level of expertise that's allowed him to recover from that. Because if somebody suffers 6-7 minutes of cardiac arrest without being properly resuscitated, they're going to suffer major brain injury. And I think that's one of the critical issues. So in our sports arenas, there have to be people who can resuscitate and the equipment to electrically correct the heart rhythm.